The harbour master, Captain Edward. Any history book will tell the story. A Serbian youth shot Archduke Ferdinand of Austria. The Austrian Empire declared war on Serbia. Russia, Serbia's ally, declared war on Austria, whose ally Germany declared war on Russia, whose ally France declared war on Germany, who invaded Belgium to get at France. Britain, who had a treaty guaranteeing the independence of Belgium, declared war on Germany, and the whole world was in flames. However, some people of Arbroath had another version of the tale. It was in August 1914, and only the cooling effects of the North Sea breezes kept the temperature down. The harbour at Arbroath was so busy as the herring fleet deposited its nightly cargo of silver darlings. Fisherwomen worked furiously with gutting knife and pickling barrel, and trading vessels slid out beyond the bar and across to Europe and the Baltic. At that time, Arbroath was a major textile town that imported flax and exported linen items such as sails. And Captain Edward, the harbour master, knew to expect a barque containing flax at any hour. Intent on their work, none of the fisherwomen looked up when the barque appeared on the horizon. Her sails set, white and lovely on the sea. There were a few holidaymakers around the harbour, and they pointed knowing fingers as they speculated on the cargo that the barque was carrying. With only a slight offshore breeze, the harbour entrance was easy, and the barque ghosted in, furling sails as she eased to her berth. Her flag hung limp in the sullen heat. As the harbour workers began to unload the cargo, Captain Edward received a telegram. Expecting news of a herring shoal sighted or perhaps an extra shipload of flax, he opened it immediately and scanned the contents. At once, he straightened in his seat and looked out of the open door. The harbour master's office was a small building set at the corner of the harbour. From here, Captain Edward organised the entire workings of both the inner and the outer harbour. He stared at his charge, wiped the sudden perspiration from his forehead, and made a rapid decision. Used to the bustling activity of the harbour master, only the holidaymakers watched as he marched aboard the newly arrived flagship. "I want to speak to the master," Captain Edward demanded. The master was a middle-aged man with blonde hair. Knowing that all his papers were in order, he greeted Captain Edward with a pleasant smile. "What can I do for you, Captain?" Captain Edward produced the telegram that he had received and showed it to the shipmaster. The man's expression altered as he read. "I have to inform you that our two nations are now at war." Captain Edward referred to the content of the telegram. "And that you are now under arrest. Please accompany me on shore." Unsure of the correct procedure to follow, the master of the German barque complied. The people of Arbroath were amazed to see the local troop of Boy Scouts march behind the Union flag and with the harbour master at their head. They boarded the German barque and minutes later formed an escort for the bemused crew, who were marched straight to the railway station and onto a waiting train. It was a day later that the news of the declaration of war reached Arbroath, and one or two were a little confused at the sequence of events. When Captain Edward became a liberal politician, he asked the question, "Who started the war?" The answer surprised him. "You did," said a man who had witnessed the arrests of the crew of the barque before he knew that war was declared. Perhaps surprisingly, not only men went to sea. There are numerous tales of women masquerading as men on ships, and as many of wives on board. Today, in the 19th century, there were only two known official female captains of a British ship. They were sisters, and the best known is still remembered in her home port. Her name was Betsy Miller.